Parshas Vayakel Moshe. It's called Adas Bnei Yisrael. Zokte Chatzam Soifer. What's the meaning of Vayakel? Vayakel is Achdus. That the ganze Klal Yisrael came together as a Kehillah. Roa Kodesh Baruch Hu She'osid Beit HaMikdosh Lichorev Beglal Sinat Chinom. So the basis of Stelling Avek Mishkon is Vayakel Moshe. The bosses of Mishkan fathers Achdus. We see Taka then when it's Kefelt in Achdus, Sinatchinam Taka destroyed Beit HaMikdash. So Hakdoma to Mishkan, this is from Zweiten Bowl doing Mishkan now, after Chet Egel, after Truman the Tzavah. Sechad is the Chibbe Nochamo, Vayakov Kudei, Nochamo Mishkan, over as far as the Vayakel, Achdus. We say, after Kriyas HaTorah, a whole bunch of Yehi Rotzoyim. And then the last one is Achenu Kobeis Yisrael. Why don't we say Yehi Rotzoyim? Because when it's Achenu Kol Beit Yisrael went to the Achdus, Dos is Eitz Rotzen. Dos Alein is Eitz Rotzen. Sefar Zich Nish Da Akdom Yehi Rotzen. Achdus, Dos is the Achdus. It's so important that there shouldn't be Machloikis in Klal Yisrael. Ein Machzikin Be Machloikis, the Gemara says in Sanhedrin. When I heard once a pshat, Ein Machzikin Be Machloikis means, don't think that there's a chazokah about Machloikis. Even if there's a machloikis, and kaseder, nochamol, nochamol, sedo machloikis, don't think that this is already a chazaka, this machloikis is ever. No. Ein machzikin the machloikis. You can always clear it up, you can always make shalom, ein machzikin, there's no chazaka by machloikis. It's before that this is after cheta egel, and now you need vayakel, because after cheta egel, letaiva yevakesh nifrod, the chet of egel is goyrim pirud. And the tikkun of that is Vayakel. Achdus. And what creates Achdus? Sheshes Yomim Te'osam Alocha Huvayoy Mashvi Shabbos. Shabbos is Achdus. In Nusach Svarad, Ayin, in the Siddur, Kigavna. So look in the Zohar also, Ashkenaz doesn't have Kigavna. Aber Mezeta Meget Vashteten, Kigavna is teaching up that Shabbos is Achdus. There shouldn't be the Eish of Machloikis B'chol Moish V'Seichem. Fakert, Vayakel, and Shabbos of Achdus. The Achroinim Shtel, that is an interesting Seder Advarim. Truman Tetzaveh mentions the Mishkan, and then afterwards in the beginning of Parshas Kisisa, V'shomru B'nei Yisrael at HaShabbos. Mishkan, and then Shabbos. Over here in Vayakel Pekude, which is the repeat, the first thing that we stell it at is Shabbos, and then it goes into the Avodas HaMishkan, the Klei HaMishkan, the Big Day HaMishkan. Stellum the Achroinim, why in the beginning did it say first Mishkan and then Shabbos, and now from Tzveitin Mol it's Shabbos and then Mishkan. Zokte Beis HaLevi Mahalach. He gives a moshul to Beis HaLevi. A father has to marry off his son, and he's preparing it a few weeks to the chasna. You have to prepare all the inyonim. You have to get him the basics, clothes and basic dvorim hechreichim. And you also have to get him extra moitris, which is also important. The gold watch or whatever, the moitris. If the father really loves his son, then l'shasheya imoy fakeret, the first thing that he gets him is the watch and the extra. And then, forsetach, you also need the dvorim hechreichim. If the Ava is not as stark, so then the father, at the end is going to get him everything. But then first, to say the Advarim is, Ech Shalev Noisin, that first you give him the Dvarim Achreichim, and eventually you also get, and you bring him the Moishvist. Zokta Beis HaLevi, before the Chet HaEgel, the Darg of Ava, the Kodesh Baruch Hu was, first Mishkan, which is like the extra. And then Shabbos, which is Mamash Dover Achreichim, at the bosses. After Chet HaEgel, the Seder changes. First Shabbos, and then Mishkan. In Meshechoch Mishteit and Ander Mahalach, interesting Chiddush, we know that in Sfor Mishteit and other Rishonim, that Be'emet Mitchila Farchet Egel, the Surah of Hashrat Hashchina was such that it lavd after would have required Mishkan, nor Mali Chalorat Kvoidoi. After Chet Egel, that the Sfor Mahalach, there was created a Tzorich of Bnias Mishkan. And that's a Vada Kiduah Machalikas Rishonim. In Ramban and other Rishonim have heard that Mishkan is a lechatchila, it's a zeicher from Maimon Har Sinai, and it's a surah Hashuat Hashchina v'chatchila. But like the Sforna, it was really only with Tzorach after Chet Egel. Mitchila, it was supposed to be the way to see Forna Taiches in one place. He says it in a few places, but one place he says Loisasin Iti Eloi Yekesef Eloi Yezov, which he ties up to mean this is the Abrahams are talking before Chet Egel. I don't need a big building with gold and silver. I don't need a mikdash. Okay, Molech Olar Tzorach. After Chet Egel was required a Mishkan Kesef Yezov, a whole different surah. Zok the Meshech Chacham based on this Mahalach. On such an idea, we know that binyan hamishkan is not doicha Shabbos. Binyan hamishkan is not doicha Shabbos. But after there's already a mishkan, karbonos in the Beit Hamikdash and in the mishkan are doicha Shabbos. Avoid that hamishkan is doicha Shabbos. Karbon Tumah, karbon Musaf of Shabbos, doicha Shabbos. The etzem bniyas hamishkan is not doicha Shabbos, and that's the truth. Because when there's already Ashrat Hashchinah, there's a mishkan. The avoid in the mishkan. It's Doicha Shabbos, Mavil, Mishkan, Doicha Shabbos, they avoid the Mishkan. But that's because there's already a Mishkan, there's the Tzura of Das Rosh Hashchina of the Mishkan. Oh, but the Etzem B'niyas Mishkan alone is not the Shabbos. Zok Temeshach Chochmo, Far Chet Egel, the Emes, the Tzura of Das Rosh Hashchina in the world is Molich Olor of Kvoyda. But he says, Avada then there was also going to be Mishkan, not like this before. But then, even the Etzem B'niyas Mishkan is already like the Madrega of the Karbon. There's already the Massive of Das Rosh Hashchina. Even Mishkan is Doicha Shabbos. So it says Mishkan and only afterwards Shabbos. Because B'niyas Mishkan is Doicha Shabbos in the world far Chet Egel. After Chet Egel, when the Eberster is saying first that the Bechlal should be a Mokoyim L'Hashroth Hashchina because of the Pagam of the Chet, it requires Mishkan. So that Mishkan is not Doicha Shabbos. We don't have the Hashroth Hashchina yet. So first you have to spell it back that there's Shabbos and it's also to make a Mishkan on Shabbos. You build the Mishkan during the week. Now there's a Mishkan. Avoid this Mishkan is Doicha Shabbos. Again, b'ktzora, korbonos are doicha Shabbos because there already is Mishkan. Mishkan alone is not doicha Shabbos. Farchei de'egel, Mishkan alone was doicha Shabbos because the Hashroth Hashchina was the Ganzavel. The Mishkan is the Bechina like a korban, and that would have been able to be doicha Shabbos. The diktuk nifla that parshas truma tetzavik itisa. First it says Mishkan, which is even doicha Shabbos, and afterwards it says the business doicha do Shabbos. Nochtechei de'egel sebaitzech and the seder advarim is fakert. It says Shabbos. You can't build a Mishkan on Shabbos, and then afterwards, it spells back the Gedarm of Mishkan. And that's clear. Loma Nismacha, Mishkan, the Shabbos, Avada, we know that there's a Shaykhus from Mishkan to Shabbos, either Mishkan before Shabbos, Mishkan noch Shabbos, upper and Beidach Halok, and Farach Hedegel, noch Hedegel. That vex still is Mishkan, Samach, the Shabbos. Mishkan is Kedushat Mokoy. There's Oilam Hazan, there's various places, different targets of Kedusha, but Mishkan represents Kedushat Mokoy. Shabbos represents Kedushas Man. Those two Zachim come together. They're both Mesamel and Inyan, where a person leaves the regular realms of Choyl, Choyl of Mokoyim, Choyl of Zman, and goes on to a higher level of Kedusha. Kedushas Mokoyim, Kedushas Man. Abakiyah, do a Chazal now. The Lametet Malachis of Shabbos. I'll learn out from Mishkan. It's Meshach Shaychi to Mishkan. Connection from Shabbos to Mishkan is very bonoi, you see. There's a shaykhah from Shabbos to Mishkan. All the lametes malachas are learned out from Mishkan. Also, when a person on Shabbos, you have a shulchan Shabbos, you have lokas neiros neged menorah, the tzura of a Shabbos, kedushas of Shabbos also is kol shlav shlav is magbil to mikdash. But the lametes malachas oichet comes from Mishkan. The Torah says that lo sevaru eish b'chol mosh v'seichem b'yem haShabbos. So, why does the Torah single out Havara? Navada, we know the famous sugya, Havara l'lav yotzis, Havara l'chalat yotzis, either Havara is taka different, machlekes tanoim, that you're not chayiv skila on Havara. Havara is the exception to the rule, it's only Havara l'lav yotzis, or Havara l'chalat yotzis, that you don't even do all 39 malachas, every malach itself is a separate shame malacha. Of why was the Torah singling out Havara? So, Kavyanis and Ibish, it's a pshat. It says in the Gemara in Sochem, the Eish was only created on Moitza Shabbos. Now, Lametet Malachas also comes from the Bria. And it says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Shavas. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Shavas. Vayinofash into Shabbos. 38 Malachas were there, but the Malacha of Lesavaru, Eish wasn't there yet because Eish was only Nivra after Moitza Shabbos. So it requires the Torah to single out Bazunder, Malachas Havara, because it wasn't there as a basis in the Tchilas HaBrits. The Gemara says in Baba Kama Da Beis, we mentioned already, that the Lamed Tes Malachas comes from Mishkan. The Gemara says the Lashon Hachta Av of the Mishkan Chashiva Kari Le'av. Hachta Le'av of the Mishkan Chashiva Kari Le'tola. The Kitzer, we know that there's various girsas there in the Gemara. What is the Ikar Kaveya? Either that Lamed Tes Malachas is only totally in Mishkan, not in Chashiva. And the Nigan of the Gemara is Hachta Av of the Mishkan, a Malacha that was in the Mishkan, Chashiva is considered Chashiv, Vikari Le'av is considered an Av. Hachta Le'av of the Mishkan, a Malacha that wasn't in the Mishkan, Loi Chashiva, so it's not considered Chashiv because it wasn't in the Mishkan. The Loi Kari Le'av, Kari Le'tolda. So that, let's see that Nigan, the Ikar Kaveya, is only Mishkan. But there's a tzad to know that it's totally in, it has to be Chashivas. And there's a tzad that it's Ikar totally in Chashivas. No, it's not totally Chashivas, it's not as it. It's totally what was considered Chashiv in the Mishkan. Has to have the Mishkan Chashiva, something that was Chashiv in the times of the Mishkan, Kari Le'av. Has to have the Mishkan Chashiva, what wasn't Chashiv in the times of the Mishkan, Kari Le'tolda. The Lamed Tes Malachis are Mesudar in the Mishnah, on the Chayim Gimel and Shabbos, into four kvutzis, the Sidura, the Pas, and then it's broken into various Chalokim. It's Mekubal to break up the Malachis into 7, 9, 11, and 13. Interessant that Tzitzis also, according to a lot of the Minhagim, is that the Chulyos of Tzitzis, when you make the wrap, the Chulyos of the Tzitzis, is also 7, 9, and 11, 13. Because Shabbos is shakul connected kol atayr kula, and Tzitzis is also shakul connected kol atayr kula, and vice versa. That union of 7, 9, 11, 13 adding up to 39 in Tzitzis also, Siddur Shaychis in them. There's an interesting Gemara in Shabbos of Ayin Dalet. The Gemara is describing various malachas, but it's describing making a kli and how many malachas you can be over. Now I was saying the number 7, 9, 11, 13. Giver a Gemara. Amar Rava, Haiman the Obed Chavisa, someone that makes a kli cheres, chayiv sheva chatois. You chayiv seven, and Rashi works out. I guess we're showing there exactly which seven. Did someone Rashi the Rach the Rama? Over the seven chatois, if you make a chavisa. Tanura, if you make a tanner, you chayiv shmoyne chatois. Haiman the Obed Chalsa, someone that makes a certain basket, a wicker basket, chayiv achadasar chatois. The chayiv lepumei, chayiv shloisha shmoyne chatois. A Gemara that's describing various Asiyas Kalim that include a lot of Malachas. Manyan, that the numbers are 7, 9, 11, 13. 7, 8, 11, 13, which, right. Now, in the Gemara Yevomis, the Gemara learns out that Esa de Chaloisa say from Tzitzis. Esa de Chaloisa say from Tzitzis. Esa, Tzitzis is like a client. Fret the Ritva, how can you learn after the Chalois say from Tzitzis that the mitzvah of Tzitzis is doiche klayin? Tzitzis maybe is different than other mitzvahs. Tzitzis is shakul connected kola tayra kula. How they fret the Ritva? How can you learn after the Chalois say from Tzitzis? Tzitzis is a mailet shakul connected kola tayra kula. And for the Ritva, it doesn't make a difference. Mali chumra, mali kula, have a rutz le mitzvah kala kibachamura. It doesn't make a difference. For my son, mitzvah is a mitzvah, tzitzis is doiche. Client, who are then you can learn that other mitzvahs, adoich or lav, there's no maila because tzitzis is shakal connected culture. And so he's up to ritzvah. So, Mashver, the Tzadik of Rochen, the Hagoyis, on the ritzvah, he said that Pasha, there's a steal in the ritzvah. Two blocks later, the Gemara once learned an Ezra de Chaloy Sesei from Shabbos. The Kibbut Ab is Deicha Shabbos, the whole figure there about Shabbos. And once again, the ritzvah asked, and here he blocked Shver, how can you learn that from Shabbos? Shabbos is different. Shabbos is shokul connected. Call it Tayra Kula. And among other kashas, he blight Shver. You know, changes channel. So good. So she's still in the ritual. So by Tzitzis Frek there. When I talk, name, I'm asking stories. And the Gedorim from Esedur, the Lois say, it doesn't make a difference. Akala, Hamura. Abi Amit. Shabbos Frek there and blight Shver. So he wants to suggest, in the Daik, and other Shanim also, he wants to suggest, Shabbos is a Bezundar Majmaker. He brings the Gemara Kulin, the Gemara Erevin. Mumr the Shabbos. Have a Mumr the Chola Tayra Kula. The klal, a person's a mummer in Shabbos. He has a din of a mummer l'kol atayra kula. It's a bazundra madrega. That you don't have mummer l'tzitzis. We have a mummer l'kol atayra. With all the drash of shokul keneged kol atayra, of those a bazundra madrega. Mummer l'Shabbos have a mummer l'kol atayra kula. No, I fret that shein akasha. The Gemara there in Yevomis is handling when it's handling Shabbos. It's not handling a regular malacha of skila. The Gemara changes it to mechamer. Mechamer is not one of the lametes malachas. but there's an Isra of Mechamer. It's also Michal and Lois Sassa Malacha. Besides that, there's Lamet Hes Malacha, it's Michal and Lois Sassa Malacha. There's a lot of Mechamer, Mechamer Acha Behemtai. Before in the Sukkot and Shabbos in a few places, Mechamer Acha Behemtai, Mechamer Acha Behemtai, is a lot. Which lot? Lois Sassa Malacha. It's not one of the Lamet Hes Malachas. You're not Chayav Tchila, it's only a lot. The lot of Mechamer. So he asks, Taka, Mumr L'Shabbos have a Mumr L'Chol HaTayra Kula. And we're connecting that that's what the Ritz has to mean. But that's even on Mechamer, maybe that's only on Lamet Hes Malachas. Heichan Yadanu, that even on Mechamer, we say, Mumr L'Shabbos have a Mumr L'Chol HaTayra Kula. Maybe the klal of Mumr L'Shabbos have a Mumr L'Chol HaTayra Kula is only on a Echtig and Malacha, on one of the Lamet Hes Malachas. Is the emes is the prima godim klerz b'shayla. And maybe a little Barabbas will say, there are many Isurim in Shabbos besides Lamet Hes Malachas. Kama b'kama Isurim. To mention a few of them, Mechamer. There's a lav of Mechamer, which is, where's the makar for the lav of Mechamer? Lo sasa malacha of a chazal, kimlon, that it's not Lamet Hes Malachas, it's the lav of Mechamer. Tchumen, in Parshas B'Shalach, you have the Isur of Tchumen. Aliyah Teishim and Koimoy. The Machlokes B'Shoinim, but a lot of B'Shoinim learn Tchumen is the Raisa. Machlokes B'Shoinim, but Tchumen the Raisa, the lav of Tchumen. It's not from the Lamet Hes Malachas. But it's an Isur on Shabbos in Parshas B'Shalach. Mumr l'tchumen, have a mumr l'chala tera kula. Mumr l'mechamer, have a mumr l'chala tera kula. There's another iser in Parshas Kisisa. Shvisas behemtoi. How vite do you say mumr l'chala tera kula? Interesting. So he tells too that Ramban in Parshas Toldos says the famous klal which you mentioned here many times, that the Ovis only kept the Torah in Eretz Yisrael. To answer various kashas, we know that the Ovis only kept the Torah in Eretz Yisrael. Frek the Ramban, Toich HaDvorim on his kasha, it says that the Ovis kept Tchumin. It says Yaakov was Kiveya Tchumin. And there it was Mechot Tzlo when he was by Shechem. So the Ramban, Shabbos is different. Shabbos they kept even in Chot Tzlo. The Shokul Kenegit is called a Torah Kula. Unavos read the Ramban. Av Tchumin. Nishta from the Lamed Hes Malach. The Ramban read the Av Tchumin. Unav Tchumin zokte. That the Ovis kept only in Eretz Yisrael, over Shabbos, Sheshokol Keneged Kol HaTayra Kula, that's not sure that they kept it even in Chutzpah. Over Avofar HaShabbos, the Nishtav Shabbos from Lamed Hes Malachas, Shabbos of Tchumen. So you have to declare all these in Yonim. What about Tchumen? What about Mechamer? What about Shvisas Behemtoi? If you have that Darga of Mumra L'Chol HaTayra Kula. So we have a Diyak in the Rambam. But you see that Shabbos includes a lot of things besides Lamed Hes Malachas. I would go a Trot Weiter. There's a Mitzvah's essay on Shabbos. Shabboson. I'm not talking about Zohar, which is Kiddush, which is okay, a Yam of a Sugi Farad in the Isma Lachas and Shabbos. There's an essay of Shabboson. You should know when someone is over Lamet Hes Malachas, he's being over a Lav, Sheyesh by Tchila, Chad Koris. It's also an essay of Shabboson that says a few places in the Torah, essay of Shabboson. When you do one of the Lamet Hes Malachas, you're over an essay of Shabboson. The Ramban Shita in Parshas Emor is that if you do hard work on Shabbos, not Lamet Hes Malachas, it's time, Yishvitz to Arbit. You're over the essay of Shabbos. Right? Everyone always talks about schlepping of Grace Zach is not Malach and Shabbos. Turning on a light, that's a lot of Chai Shkila. Tak, Avad. Over, there's an Ramban that Shabbos includes also not doing hard work. Tak. Over, there's an essay of Shabbos. I want to know on all these things. If you do want a Lamet Hes Malachas, besides being over Lamet Hes Malachas, you're over an essay of Shabbos. What about Tchum? What about Mechamer? What about Shvisas Behemtoi? All these other Isurim on Shabbos. When you over them, you're also over Shabbosai. When you're over the lav of Tchumen, which is a separate lav, a lav in Parshas B'Shalach, or you're over the lav of Mechamer, which is the Algamein Eloi Sassam Malacha, but it's not Lamet Hes Malachas. Is there an essay of Shabbosai? There's a lot of Pratim in here. However, again, we talked about various Yisurim and Shabbos. We'll go a step weiter. Rabbi Kivegar, as you do with Mechavish Machlekes, the first thing, but Rabbi Kivegar's sheet is, Akoponim Legavi Mumr L'Shabbos, have a Mumr L'Chol HaTayra. Rabbi Kivegar says it even on the Rabbonim. Rabbi Kivegar says Mumr Apan Isur the Rabbonim on Shabbos. Is there already the din of Mumr L'Chol HaTayra? Loimi boy, not only Lamet Hes Malachas or Mechamer, Tchumen, Bechule. Apan Isur the Rabbonim. Mumr L'Shabbos have a Mumr L'Chol HaTayra. I saw Shmak Yishayla, there's a sefer Minchas Ariel on Shabbos, Mumr the sefer. Gans Masech the Shabbos, he brings this Rabbi Kivegar. He declares there's a sugi in Shabbos, those that know that Samach, there's a sugi called Sandal Hamasumer. There's a Mishnah, an Issa the Rabbanon, you're not allowed to wear a certain kind of a shoe on Shabbos. And the Gemara says it's a Gzeir the Rabbanon Mishamaisa Shahoyah, because there was once a Maisa, a whole bunch of people were hiding in a cave, and someone was wearing a sandal in the summer and started walking, and the goyim that was looking for them to kill them heard the person walking in the sandal in the summer, and then they all got killed. The Gemara explains it. Vivod is there, the Rabbanon, you now wear a sandal in the summer on Shabbos. Why that's on Shabbos? Mishum Maitre Shahoy, the Maitre was on Shabbos, so they were massacred that you shouldn't wear a sandal in the summer on Shabbos. On Tuesday, you're allowed to wear a sandal in the summer. And the Gzeira is because there was a Maitre Shahoy, and Chazal, the Roy Chachmasim decided, a Takona, Mishum Maitre Shahoy. Aber erklärt, das ist das Shabbos der Gisser. Mummer le Sandal mit Summer. Das haben wir Mummer le Shabbos. Was Rabbi Kivei gesagt, that Mummer le Shabbos haben Mummer le Chalat Eir Kuh. Afa der Rabbonan auf Shabbos. Der Rabbonan. Sandal mit Summer. Soll ich jetzt, der Rabbonan? Oh, that's ready. That's right, right. Also erklärt er. So we're saying here, there's many Yisurim in Shabbos. We talked about Mechamer, we talked about Shvitas Behemtoy, which is in Kisisa, in Shvitas Behemtoy, in Mishpotim. Tchumen is in Mishalach. There's a lav over here also though. L'sevaru eish b'chomash v'seichem. What's that? That's another separate lav. So Avada Chazal learn out Havara l'lav yotzis. There's a Tana that holds that you're only getting lav on Havara. You don't get skila. And there's a mandim l'chalak yotzis. You don't have to do all of them to be chai. Over the Chinuch brings in our parshin v'yakal mitzvah kuf yodalid that is a different issue b'chalal. We learn out from this pasuk l'sevaru eish b'chomash v'seichem that Bezdin shouldn't paskin an oynish of misa on Shabbos. And the Mogen Avraham brings this malacha, and the Mogen Avraham brings this, he says, it's lav dafke misa, which if you do chayvi misa's bezin, you're grad going one of the lametet malachas. But even if not, even if you paskin malchus, not you paskin, you fear ois malchus on Shabbos. And even if it's an ois and you weren't over chabura, you didn't do a malacha, but you're over the lav of loisavaru eish b'chomash, it's a separate lav, it's a lav on bezin, not the paskin oinshe bezin on Shabbos. Now again, if bezin's paskin an oinshe of mavet, besides being over l'savaru eish, you're being over the algemein l'savaru eish. You chayiv misa for doing l'amatet malacha. But b'noisav, there's an iser of bezin shouldn't paskin. And the chinuch and the minchas chinuch retav them taka do. Noshim are avada osam chuyiv in the lav of Shabbos, but there's a shaila are noshim chayiv in the essay of Shabbos. We mentioned every iser malacha of Shabbos has an essay of Shabbosayim. But there's also Bazundu, there's an essay of Shvisas Behemtoy. And the Achroinim of Kveger, the Chachamim declare, on Noshim Mechuyiv in the midst of Shvisas Behemtoy. And Rabbi Kveger and Mishnayis and Shabbat, he brings a Moira Dikarai, the Gemara says, Maisa v'parosa shol Rabbi Elazar ben Azaria, shayitza yoysa v'ritzua shaben karneh. The part of Rabbi Elazar ben Azaria went out and did malach, it was carrying kistis. And it went out, and it was shalai b'ritzan Chachamim. And the Gemara says, it wasn't chas v'shon the part of Rabbi Elazar ben Azaria, shel shchenosoy haya, it was his Shochin, but the Gemara says it was his lady Shochin, and because he wasn't Moicha to her, therefore it was Nikshal Shmoy that Parotish Rabbi Elazar ben Azari. So Regan Afroy, and still it says that she has the Isser of Shvisas Behemtoy. But the Mitzvah Chinataka asks, why? What happened to the fact that it's a Mitzvah Esse Shazman Groma? Why Taka on Noshim Chayiv? He's asking to this deep that Noshim Chayiv, Frekta, why Taka should Noshim be Chayiv? It's a Mitzvah Esse. He says a very big chiddush, Mechas Chinuch. We'll say very big tzara. There's the famous kasha by Mila. Why do you need a pasuk that noshim apata from Mila's bnom? Mila's anyways is man grama, and there's many tzara. Some taking tradition of chavtes. The Ritva says a vart, and the emes most achrayim learn the Ritva differently. But listen to how the Mechas Chinuch learns the mitzvah. Only a mitzvah that's on your guf do we say the p'tur of man grama. And the achrayim have read in Mila is. Father's mitzvah, the son's mitzvah, Allah, Rish Torah, Bein Bechol, Bein Bishav, that's their Torah. But the Ritzel, the Minchas Chinuch learns the Ritzel, he says, it's only when it's a mitzvah on your own guf. Not on your guf, there's no Zman Groma. So to hear also, Shvisas Behemtoy, it's not on your guf, there's no Ptura of Zman Groma. And that's why Noshem Achai is on Shvisas Behemtoy. But you have to know, there's a Moira de Kechidish from the Pnei Shua. Pnei Shua says, Shvisas Behemtoy, what does that mean? Rashi even says, by Shvisas Behemtoy, you have to lock the animal. You're allowed to let your animal graze in the field. I will say, doing toilish, doing malacha. That's the nation of Avada. The gedarim of malacha of the Isser Shmises Behemta is not the regular gedarim of malacha. And Kemoikin, he says the behemah could carry. He says the whole Isser of behemah to carry, the whole perik Bameh behemah and Bameh Isha, Bameh behemah, that says, is it the Rabbon, not the Isha, Bameh behemah is only a Rabbonon, because the Esam on Malacha says, so as many other malachas, there's no Isser on the Gedarim of Shvisas Behemta. Makes a big mapech in the sugya. Of its original derivation, though, Lametet Malachas is learned out from the Mishkan. Now, where was Lametet Malachas in the Mishkan? The first set of malachas The Gemara calls the Sidur of the Paz. Zriya, Charisha, Koitzer, Ma'amer, Dosh. That whole Rishima. Where was it in the Mishkan? Zok Rashi. In Kama Makayim is the Masech Shabbos. And the Pashtet says Mufurish a Gemara in a few places. Samimonim. To make the Tseva of Tayla Shoni, Argoman, those Tseva, you had to plant things and grow those in Minim. And then you made the dye. You made dye of those colors. The Gemara says in Shabbos, Avon Tess, Hein Zoru Samimonim, so you shouldn't be Zerei. Hein Katsu Samimonim, you shouldn't be Kaitzer. The Gemara says later on, and Afkov Gimel, what's Yechayrish Yechayit Bekolshu? In fact, the Gemara, what's Kolshu? What can you do with Harish of a Kolshu? So the Gemara, you can plant one little thing of Samimonim. Ki Yedua, Rashi brings it, Rav Hai Goin is Choylik. Rav Hai Goin learns that when we learn out the Malachas of planting, it's not from the Samimonim, it's because there was menachas in the Mishkan. There was menachas. Lechem aponim. Rav Haigai learns, you don't have to learn adapter from the original building of the Mishkan, preparing it, samimonim. The menachas that were done in the Mishkan, avoid the menachas. Frek the Igle Tal on Rav Haigai, the Moir Dik Akashim, in the Hakdom in the Igle Tal. Spell the Moir Dik Akashim. The Gemara says in Shabbat Abayin, hey, Shoychet Mishumayim Achayiv. Velucha Malocha is Shoychet. And the Gemara has a Shaila, is it Soiveya? Because you're causing the skin to turn red. Or is it Netilat Neshama? I'll also get there in Shabbat Abayin. Frek the Igle Tal. Shoychet Mishum Shoychet. They shechted carbonis in the Mishkan. That should be a Malocha. Vish Lemelot Rashi. Lametes Malachas are only learned out from the building of the Mishkan. So, Frekta Gemara, there was no Shechita in the building of the Mishkan. So, what's the Malach of Shechita? Either it's a category of Tiveya or of Netivas Mishkan. Over, like Rav Hagen, we're learning from Karbonis, Shechita Mishamay Mechayiv. Mishum Shechita. Nochmer, the Gemara says, why does it say Oife? The Mishkan doesn't say Mevashel, it says Oife. And the Gemara asks, why does it say Oife? It should rather say Bishul, Bishul Samimonim. Gemara says, no, Sidura the past knockout, so it says Oife. But Rav Hagin, what says there was Lechem upon it? They had Oife. When they had Karbonis of Minchin, it was Oife. Doctig Leitala Bigisoy. Avad is a machloikis Rashi and Rav Hagin. Rashi learns that we're learning it out only from the building of the Mishkan. And Rav Hagin learns we learn it out even from the Karbonis. And the Emes, Rav Hagin goes with Shitosa. There's another place, there's a Rashi by Haitzah. The Gemara says, I saw Yechai, you sign your right hand. The Mishnah says on the Aftari Beis, Bein b'yeminoi, bein b'smoiloi, b'tzaycheikoi, al kseifov. So Rashi says, Orach Ara, however you have different ways to carry. Right hand, left hand, your shoulders. U'v'shem Rav Haigoin, Rashi brings. U'v'shem Rav Haigoin, no. Because when they brought up, it says you carry the Shemin in one hand, the Keteris in your other hand, Shemin in one hand, Shemin in your other hand, Keteris b'cheikoi, and Chavitin on your kseifov. Describing the various karbonas, how the Kohen Gadol would walk in, Shemin, Chavitin. But Zok the Egle Tal Pshat Azur. Rashi learns out, what does it mean Lan Etes Malachas to learn that from the Mishkan? Whatever was in the Mishkan when you built it, that's a Malachas. Rav Hagen learns, you learn it out also from the Karbonis, Avada. But the Rav Hagen, it's only what was Usur to do in the Mishkan on Shabbos is Usur. You can't learn that from Shechit, from Shechit's Karbonis. Because Shechit's Karbonis is Doiche Shabbos. Lechem Afonis is Doiche Shabbos. You can't learn out Isur Malachas from that. Like Rav Haigoin, that we're learning out also from the karbonis that were brought for the avoyus HaMishkan, it can only be learned out from things that are takanat doicha Shabbos. From things that are doicha Shabbos, you're not able to learn it. Right. Yeah, he wasn't in Rosh Hashanah, but to do such a thing in Rosh Hashanah, right?
You're able to take the lesson from the child.
Yes, that's what they talk about. His mom just talked about it. Oh. Now, there are lama test malachas. The emphasis is, if you look at what exactly happened by the Mishkan, it's very hard how Chazal understood exactly that there should be 39 malachas. There were various things that they did that maybe you should say, maybe that's also a malacha. Maybe schlepping heavy things should be a malacha. They did schlep heavy things. What's kaveya? What's considered a malacha? What's not? And how do they know, Baruch Chachmasim, that there should only be 39 malachas? There's two gemaras. There's a gemara in the Shabbos Taf Ayin, and a gemara in Shabbos Taf Memtes, Azeh. In Shabbos Taf Ayin, Parshat HaShavuot, we're still holding at the beginning of the Parshah. The Erech the Pasuk, the Gemara Darshan, Shabbos Taf Ayin. Vayakel Moshe et kol hadas b'nei Yisrael, vayomer aleihem. Eile hadvarim asher tziva Hashem. Zok the Gemara in Shabbos Taf Ayin. Eile is Gematria 36. Eilah. Aleph Lamed Hay is 36. Dvarim HaDvarim is another 3. Altogether, 39 Melachis. The Yerushalmi says it differently. The Yerushalmi says the word Eilah, the Hay, is interchangeable with a Ches. That's the Klal. It's very flexible for Gematria, that's the Klal, a Ches can switch with a Hay. So Eilech, Eilah is 39, directly, 39. As I say in the Gemara, Eila had, but the Gemara is very bekitzer ben. The Gemara says in Shabbos Taf Ayin, Eila hadvarim zeh lametes melachas al Shabbos. Rashi explains Eila is 36 and hadvarim dvarim is 2, dvarim plus the hay is marba third one. Say that Rashi. Yerushalmi says Eilech, the hay is a ches. I saw in the Sefer Pinyanim Yekarim from Agoyim Rabbi Chiel Michel Sternspeter from Rav Nezer Torah, he said a different shana of the Gemara. He says, if you go through the Torah, the amount of times it says the word Dvarim, from the beginning of Bereshit till now, it says the word Dvarim, or HaDvarim, 39 times. Eila HaDvarim, Eila Shloish Limitation Malachas, he works out the Cheshbon, that there are 39 times that it says HaDvarim. Then it's this concept of such a pshat, the Medrash brings, that in the Malachas HaMishkan, it says Asiyah, Vayas, Vayas, Vayasu. It says Vayasu 39 times, as we state in Medrash. 39 times Vayasu, is connected to 39 malachas of making in the Mishkan, the Asiya by Mishkan. That's already a medrash, but he's saying that the Gemara of Eila HaDvarim, Eila HaDvarim, Rashi says Dvarim is Eila 36 and plus the HaDvarim is another 3. He says no, Eila HaDvarim, it says Dvarim 39 times. That's one Gemara. There's another Gemara in Daf Mem Tes. The Gemara says, it says Malacha in the Torah 39 times. It says Malacha in the Torah 39 times. Since it says malachas 39 times, that's the makar for 39 malachas. Frech the Gemara, aye! This 40 times, it says malacha. So the Gemara says one of them doesn't count, and it's not sure which one. The Gemara is misfit. In our parsha Vayter, it says, v'hamalacha hoysa dayom. At the end, when they donated in the Mishkan, Perek Lamed Vav, Pasuk Zayin, v'hamalacha ha'isadayim. So the Gemara says, yeah, there doesn't mean malacha, there it means the donations to the Mishkan. So maybe that one doesn't count. On the other hand, the Gemara brings a different plastic, by Yosef HaTzadik in Mitzrayim, by Eshes Patifar, by Yavoy HaBayis Alasosh Malachtoi. Does it mean malachtoi to do his work? He's working for Patifar? Or does it mean Chas HaShalom to do chet? So the Gemara says we're not sure, and therefore we're not sure. There's 40 times it says malacha. Take one of them out. Either you take out v'hamalacha ha'isadayim from this week's parsha, or you take out v'yovei ha'bayis alatish malachtoi by Yosef Atzadik, because we're not sure what over there it means, malachtoi. Azoi state in the Gemara, in Shabbos Taf Mem Tes. So we have Shabbos Taf Ayin, that learns it out from Eila HaDvarim, we said various pshatim, and now we have Shabbos Taf Mem Tes, that lametes malachas is because it says malacha, malachtoi 39 times, zok the Gemara 40 times. It's not, either we oust v'hamalacha ha'isadayim, or we oust Vayove Abayt Alatis Malachtai. I mean, that has bear and wife to knock each one out. Either here it means just donations to the Mishkan, there it means, yeah. Frech the Toysis Yontif and Shabbat, Ferg Zion. He counted, there are about 65 times that it says Malach in the Torah. And the Gemara Mamish is nitty gritty down to the 40th one. This one doesn't count, that one doesn't count. He makes a Rishim, it's like it's a Yam of Zachin. The Toysis Yontif has the Kasha. So it's like if the other starts making a chilek, if it says it v'loshen azhara loisasta malacha, he starts nuancing different times how it says it. In the Sefer Pinyanim Yekarim from Rav Stern Shlita, he wants to suggest a pshat that we're only counting times where it says malacha legabi Shabbos. Whenever the Torah says malacha legabi yomtif, that's not in the cheshbon. Whenever it says loisasta malacha in reference to yomtif, it doesn't count. And he makes the whole reshima. He grabs and makes the whole reshima first according to the Tosfos Yomtif's gan, and he works that exactly. And then he comes according to his model that we don't count malacha of Yom Tif, only malacha of Shabbos, and it works out perfectly that there are 40 times that it says malacha. So we're still off by one, including the one that the Gemara doesn't forget. We're still off by one. So there's a pasuk in the Torah, it says, Sheshes Yomim Tasa Malacha, Uvayoy Mashvi, Shabbos Shabbos and Mikra Kodesh. You do it from the Gra, this is the pasuk that says, Eila Moyadei Hashem. It says, Eila Moyadei Hashem, and starts talking about the Moyadim, but it interrupts and says, Sheshes Yomim Tasa Malacha. Shabbos is not from the Moedah, and everyone talks about Eilu Moedah, Shem, 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 Shem. Zot the Goyim, Sheikhs Yom Yom Tassim Malacha, Rosh Hashanah, 2 days of Sukkot, 2 days of Pesach, and Shavuot, which is 6 days of Yom Tiv, Tassim Malacha, you're allowed to do Malachet Oichel Nefesh, Uvayoy Mashvi, on Shabbat Shabbat, and of Yom Kippur, Loi Tassim Malacha, not even Malachet Oichel Nefesh. Upon him, according to this Gra, this word Malacha here is referring to Yom Tiv. Works out perfectly that Malacha, in reference to Shabbos, is exactly 39 times. We know by Melechus Haitzah, Rosh Hashanah Rabin is only when it's 600,000. Machlok is Rishayim, but Shulchan Aruch, Simen Shin Mem Hey, or Rosh Hashanah Rabin, the Raisa is only a place that 600,000 people go to. Now the reason is because we're learning it out, Gemara Zivur and Shabbat, it's from the Yidden of the Midbar, and therefore the share is 600,000. Now the Chorot is a shtikla ha'orah. There aren't 600,000. There are 603,550. We spoke last week that Sai over here and Sai 6 months later. The number was exactly 603,550. So, you have a place where 600,000 people go, with the Raisa Dinah Rosh Hashanah. The share should be 603,550. Now, Kamina Ladina, the person's Chayiv Skila, if he kept it in such a place, that only 602,786 people went. Not Rosh Hashanah, and Shulchan Aruch stayed 600,000. Atzvei Tahara, the Gemara in Megillah, that Tezayim, we spoke last week also, Haman gave Aseres Alofim Kikar Ketef, Yavoi, and we worked out the Cheshbon, it's the 50 years, but we worked out the Cheshbon that the Kikar Ketef of Haman is Keneged, the 600,000 shekel from Klal Yisrael, 600,000 Matzah shekel from Klal Yisrael. What happened to the other 3,550? Where did they disappear in Shkolin, and where did they disappear in Shabbos? I saw a Moir de Kipshat. And I'm going to be so right in Shlita. And I'm worried to keep shot. Says like this. He wants to suggest, first he wants to suggest, that there was Erev Rav's Reinzich in the back of the Machane. The Pasuk says, Vayezani v'cho kol anechesh sholom acharecha. Rashi says, Vayezani v'cho, there was at the tail end, the Shvacha people, the Choytim, the Erev Rav, they were like, Kemat michutz la'machane. That's the Pasuk. Vayezani v'cho kol anechesh sholom acharecha. Ulai, you could suggest, that's the 3,550. They're not in the machane. They're by Yizanei b'cho kol nechashel macharecha. Kemat michutz l'machane. Nish bayuns in the cheshbon. In Shkolin, nish bayuns in the cheshbon. For Rosh Hashanah Rabin, nish bayuns in the cheshbon. By Yizanei b'cho, they're on the zone of they're kemat outside. Ashena hatzor zok there of a fort mehechteisim. They're moir de kazach. We know that the machtes hashekel was given over here. Again, Haman went against this Machtes HaShekel, and we're counting the various, we're counting the Shabbos here. But what did this Machtes HaShekel go for? This Machtes HaShekel went for the Adonim. Parshas Pekudei, Ba'arichas goes through exactly how much gold was donated, how much silver was donated. And it describes how much silver was donated for the Kikar Kesef, from the all the Machtes HaShekels. And it says that all the Machtes HaShekel was given for the Adonim, except for a little bit. There was a little bit left over. There was one other thing that the original Machtes HaShekel, besides everyone mashing it ben oliboy, but from the silver that was donated, was given to the Adon. What else needed silver? The vavei ha'amudim of the chaser, there's certain vavim, these little hooks that are on the outside, a little bit of the silver was used from there. Mavil alarayim. The pasuk says in the first, how much was that silver? How much was that silver for the vavei ha'amudim? 1,775. 1,775 is half of 3,550. That was from the Machtes HaShekel of those outsiders. That their money didn't go to the Adonim of the Mishkan. They're not from the Sheish Me'oiselef. That Kaveya Rosh Hasarabim. That Kaveya the Shkolim. Yov Shkolim. Didi Kenev Shkolim. The Sheish Me'oiselef went to the Adonim. Veto Elef Ushvamech. Chomesh Veshivim. Also, vavim lo amudim from those 3,550 that are machutz by yizani b'cha, they went to the Vavei Hamudim, that's from the outside. Lachinu Taka, Vaita Rashabas the Kinoise, that the Shir is Sheish Nois Elef, exactly, and not including the Cheshbin of 3,550. Mavel Alarayim.